Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-Based Radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth. That's the way, the truth, and the life. Believe me, it is so important to know Jesus and to love Him and to serve Him, and we're going to be talking about that plenty in the next half hour of Wee Kids. Jacob, how are you doing? Hello, Abby, Ethan, and Nathaniel. Good to have you kiddos in tune. Angelica and Jonathan over here, greetings to you. Emily and Kendra, thank you for the pictures, you dear sweet girls. I like you dressed up in blue and purple. And speaking about pictures, Aaron, Elizabeth, Isaac, and Joseph, I have the picture that you sent here, too. Thank you very much. You look beautiful, and Mom has you dressed up wonderfully, and you're all smiling. Is it always like this at your house? Speaking of kid pics, thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Caleb. Love those biblical names, and I like this picture of you and Mom and Dad all together by the fireplace, is it? Mm-hmm. I like these family shots. And hello to Anna. It's good to have you listening. And hello to Hannah, Esther, Elizabeth, Deborah, Naomi, and Sarah. Oh, speaking about biblical names. And greetings to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, one of the reasons I like Wee Kids is because of all the good things in it, including good music about new life in Christ and the good news message of the gospel. During this Wee Kids, however, we're going to be learning more about the not good time when Jesus was accused by an angry mob of people. And it happened because of God's great love for us. Keep your ear to the air. Now, on this weekend before Resurrection Day, when Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem on a donkey, the people praised Him and cried, Hosanna! We do too during Wee Kids. Oh, I like those words right out of the Word of God about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. That's why this little radio program is all about Jesus Christ. It is so important that we know Him, because by knowing Jesus, we know God Himself. Well, this weekend before Resurrection Day should help us to remember that special day when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a young donkey. In John 12:13, the Bible says that people took the branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus. They cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." The people wanted to make Jesus king of an earthly kingdom, but they just didn't know that he was already king of the world, of the universe. For Jesus Christ is the Creator God. He is the King of all kings, and that's why we worship him. Isn't it interesting that Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem on a donkey? That's because he wasn't interested in glory, but in loving and helping people.
Hosanna!
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 Hosanna to the King!
Hosanna!
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 Hosanna
to the King!
He's the greatest king of all.
Our God is great and mighty.
That's right, he is.
I'm glad Jesus is my king.
Jesus is my king too.
He's my Lord.
He's my Lord too.
He's my God.
And we can worship him together. Come on now, let's sing it again, all together.
Hosanna.
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 Hosanna
to the King.
Hosanna.
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 Hosanna
to the King.
We love you, Lord.
But like no other king ever before, Jesus Christ came to serve instead of be served. He wasn't here to receive the praises of men, but he was here to get us into the kingdom of God. But like no other king, Jesus Christ had come to serve rather than to be served and to receive glory and praise. Jesus Christ is the only way into the kingdom of heaven because he is perfect. Well, we're moving on toward Resurrection Day, and between that time, Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the time he was resurrected from the dead, there were some terrible things that happened. You might remember that Jesus was arrested and questioned by religious leaders, and then they forced him to go before Pilate, a Roman officer. And then Pilate sent Jesus to King Herod, and Herod made fun of Jesus and then sent him back to Pilate. Pilate had to decide what to do with Jesus. So Pilate called all the people together with the leading priests and the Jewish leaders. He said to them, "You brought this man to me. You said that he was making trouble among the people. But I have questioned him before you all, and I have not found him guilty of the things you say. Also, Herod found nothing wrong with him, and he sent him back to us. Look, he has done nothing for which he should die. So after I punish him, I will let him go free." But all the people shouted, "Kill him! Let Barabbas go free!" Barabbas was a man who was in prison because he started a riot in the city. He was guilty of murder. Pilate wanted to let Jesus go free, so he told this to the crowd. But they shouted again, "Kill him! Kill him on a cross!" A third time, Pilate said to them, "Why? What wrong has he done? I find no reason to kill him, so I will have him punished and set him free." But they continued to shout. They demanded that Jesus be killed on a cross. Their yelling became so loud that Pilate decided to give them what they wanted. They wanted Barabbas to go free, the man who was in jail for starting a riot and for murder. Pilate let Barabbas go free and gave Jesus to them to be killed. The soldiers led Jesus away. At that time, there was a man coming into the city from the fields. His name was Simon. He was from the city of Cyrene. The soldiers forced Simon to carry Jesus' cross and walk behind him. Youngster, here's this wonderful verse to remember. Maybe you know it already. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."
For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. Everlasting life.
For God so loved the world,
Youngster, are you hearing the good news message of the gospel on this little radio program? I hope so. How can you not? John 3:16, wonderful verse to remember. This is We Kids with Mr. Nick, and now it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some March leaders. Jeffrey, I'm picking you right off, young man, putting you ahead of Sean, Casey, Matthew, and Heath in this Happy Boys Club over here. Charlotte, how would you like to be March leader ahead of Shelby and Joshua today? And, another girl amidst boys over here. Hello, Elizabeth. Mr. Nick is picking you to be ahead of Aaron, Isaac, and Joseph. Yes, guys, all the brothers follow Sister Elizabeth and this friendly family here. And over here, Caleb, I'm putting you ahead of Joshua. Yes, you, Caleb, even the little guy, can be the leader once in a while. One more. David, you're ahead of Sanjeev over here. Now, Mama, Papa, please help me. If I haven't taken the time, I don't have the time, actually, to pick March leaders in every family. Will you please help me? Please pick a March leader. Meanwhile, I'll go over the rules to this thing. Number one, feet in time with the music during our wonderful We Kids March. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you are a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, also watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. It's not a race, Drew. Put those feet in time with the music, please. Put those knees up high, dear. Yeah, this is great for the heart. I'm glad you're marching, too. Here comes Grandpa as well. And a Papa goes marching by. And a Mama goes marching by. And talk about kids. Hello, Andrew. Good marching. Hello, Tessa. Taya. Kaja, nice marching. Here comes Daniel. Here comes Abby, Ethan, and Nathaniel. Whoa, talk about happy marchers here. Seth and Noah, good marching, guys. Here comes Samantha, Danielle, Cassandra, and Ashley. All right, we're going to turn this thing around. Are you ready? To the rear. March! Other direction, kids. Gently. Sydney, not quite so high on the knees. Listen to the music. Cousin Hannah, you're doing a fine job in this thing, too. Here comes Amanda. Drew, not quite so high on the knees. Easy does it. Listen to the music. Well, when the music is soft, you march softly. And then when it gets big, you march bigly. Is that the word? Largely. With the knees up high, like this, during our wonderful We Kids March. And be sure to watch out for the T-ball players. Here comes Obadiah, and Justice, and Anna, and Phoebe. You kids are doing great in this thing. Talk about audience participation at its finest. Lilia, Anna, you girls are great marchers. Josiah is supposed to be out in the lead ahead of Joanna, Susanna, and Nathan. What's going on over here? TJ, you're doing great. Thomas J., I'm talking to you. Alyssa, doing fine. Holly, doing great. During our wonderful We Kids March! Ooh, as usual, you kids are wonderful marchers, and you may be seated. Weeds not welcome. Of course! Oh, yes. Kid Growing Radio. This is We Kids.
We're all seeds in God's garden, growing in His light. He's shining down upon us to lead us and to guide. He brings the living water. He feeds us with the word that all our needs and glorify the Lord.
Be the wheat and
Don't be a weedy kind of a person. Be a wheat kind of a person. Someone God can use for His glory. Someone God can smile about. Someone God can be pleased with. And how can you be a wheat kind of a kid in God's garden? By simply doing what He says in His Word. When we worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we're worshiping the same Jesus Christ who rode into Jerusalem a week before Resurrection Day on a donkey. Yes, He came not to be served, but rather to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. This is We Kids on your radio and on the internet. Radio good stuff for little people.
Lots of beans and corn.
Oh, yes.
You should see me grow them early every morn.
Every morn.
I love to watch them sprout.
Sprout.
And those pea pods pop out. Oh, I know.
I do too.
God made them grow.
Yes, He did.
And when it's picking time, I see what I can find. 'Cause I know God made them grow. Good things on the zucchini and green peas. You should see me grow 'em. I'm hoeing out those weeds. I love to stop and prune, and I whistle a little tune as I go. God made them grow.
Wonderful music. Thank you, Mary Rice Hopkins, to help bring We Kids to a close. And it's been wonderful to have you, kiddo, in tune with We Kids. I'm talking about you, Aaron, you, Patricia, you, Michael, you, Natalie, and you, youngster, and some of you sneak-listening older ones, including grandpas and grandmas who have their ear to the air here. Hey, do you remember John 3:16? From this not-so-happy Bible time about Jesus being sentenced and the crowd that went wild and demanded that Jesus be killed. Oh, what a terrible thing. But remember, we're moving toward Resurrection Day, Next time, it's going to be wonderful. I'll tell you about Jesus Christ not only dying, but coming back from death. Nobody does that except God Himself. John 3:16, this good verse to remember. The Bible says, shall we say it together? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Talk about good news. Talk about hope. Talk about God's love for us. This is it. John 3:16. I am so happy that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, down to us, because we were certainly not good enough to reach up to Him. Thank you, dear Lord. Well, I don't know how in the world they do these things, but it looks like I'm swimming out today. How did they dig this? Oh, who am I to ask questions? Youngster, it's been wonderful. And step right out here on the board and talk to you next time, youngster.